Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
BWLPG is taking a bold stand in announcing that they are converting 15 of their ships to burn LPG, clean-burning LPG fuel in the next couple of years. It's a massive investment, over $120 million to retrofit the engines in their ships so that they can be clean. The four of them have already been done. They're already at sea. They're already working. Joining us now to talk about this project, an amazing project that's good for business and good for the environment, is Pontus Berg, the Executive Vice President, Technical and Operations at BWLPG. Pontus, good morning. Welcome to Money FM and Weekend Mornings.
Good morning, Glenn. Nice to be here. How are you?
Doing very well, Pontus, and thanks for going into the office on a Sunday to talk with us. And we see the amazing view behind you of the port where the ships all come in. And Singapore is such a busy shipping hub, and this idea of environment and being good to the environment is one that's really starting to take hold in the shipping industry, is it not?
Very, very true what you're saying. And I mean, it's not only that it's not only that something we are doing to be populistic, it actually makes good sense from a commercial point of view as well. I mean, who would knew that doing the right thing actually can make us money? So we are happy all around here.
That's great. Doing well by doing good, Pontus.
Yeah.
We got the double or triple bottom line, right? Which is always important to see how we can make good on that. Pontus, you decided a few years ago, you personally looked into this idea of powering your ships with LPG. Your ships are LPG carriers, so you've got the fuel source right there on board. Talk to us just a little bit about the history of this project within BWLPG. How did you come about thinking about this?
I'll tie in a little bit what you said in the intro here. And I mean, shipping has been running on some really, really dirty fuels. Historically, we're all running on high sulfur fuels, which contain somewhere between, up to 3.5% in the last decades. And that is 3.5% sulfur, which, of course, is then emitted out through the funnels and then creates acid rain and all kind of nasty stuff. Mm. IMO 2020 was a very important milestone for shipping because the international communities came together and said, okay, guys, now we're going to stop this. No more high sulfur fuels. It's going to be compliant fuels with a much, much lower cap on the sulfur. So we started this project to prepare for IMO 2020. And then quickly realized that not going down the scrubbers, which of course seemed like a good option at that time, because a scrubber is when you take your exhaust gases, you run on the conventional fuels, and then you clean out the sulfur. And then you take that clean water and dump it in the ocean, which of course doesn't sound so sexy when you think about it. So we thought, yeah, what the hell do we do? Sorry for my French.
But it shows the seriousness of this, right? Yeah, like, what are we going to do about this? By the way, IMO is the International Maritime Organization, and they had created this standard, this new environmental standard, right, for a clean burning of fuel.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So we decided to move on to what we have in our cargo tanks, which is LPG, which already is providing a cleaner world for many people around for cooking instead of using fossil fuels, etc. So we looked at this. We talked to some engine manufacturers, cargo handling plants manufacturers, and quickly realized that this is actually really a good idea. We looked at some voyage economics, etc. And I mean, all the bits and pieces in the puzzle started coming together. And I mean, I maybe the idea was mine, but I wasn't the one that made a decision, because obviously I'll need to go and ask for money and permission for doing this kind of thing from our owners and stakeholders.
Of course.
But yeah. Luckily, they were very enthusiastic, and we started off quite modestly with only 4 pieces of ships. The first one got going, sea trials, gas trials, everything went even smoother than we had expected. And then we got the permission to do another 11, which basically takes care of our modern part of the fleet. Mm. And the numbers of, should we say, saving the environment, or at least making things a little bit better, because I also want to point out, this is not the long-term solution, because there is still CO2s and stuff. But the improvements are staggering. I mean, we're talking about 20% less greenhouse gases. The suit you talked about, I mean, we all go to Sentosa and sit on the beach, and we used to see these ships with the black smoke coming out. Mm-hmm. That is gone to about 95% now. There is no suit coming when you burn LPG.
Wow.
So there's a lot of good things happening. And then the sulfurs, which we were trying to get rid of from the start, that is reduced by close to 100%. I think the actual number is 97, but that's as good as sorted. So it's really good. And I mean, CO2 is really on the agenda these days. Looking at running on LPG instead of the compliant fuels, we are emitting about 5,000 tons less per ship and year, which is quite a decent number, yeah.
Yeah. When you talked about earlier about how it was also eventually going to save you money, I mean, you guys have committed to invest $120 million to convert these 15 vessels to retrofit them. So that is a huge outlay. But tell us about the upside of what you're going to save in terms of your financial models that you've made over the years.
Of course, that's of course a very, very important piece of the puzzle in getting the approvals done. I mean, yes, we have to do the right thing, but then we have to save some money. Mm. So we are basically looking at the fuel cost deltas here. So what does a ton of LPG cost versus a ton of compliant fuel or diesel, which we would be running on these days? Mm-hmm. Today, that delta is much smaller than when we started. It has basically, it's reduced by more than half. But still, doing this investment of somewhere around $8 to $9 million per ship is going to be paid back within 5 to 6 years on the fuel delta. And we will also have a little bit less maintenance because it is a cleaner fuel. We don't need to heat up the LPG, which we did with the old asphalt-like fuels. And we don't need to sit and wait for bunker barges and all this stuff that actually takes a lot of time out of our business. We bunker while we load the cargo, and then we are good to go. So that's basically the financial model behind it.
Oh, that sounds like an awesome financial model with a lot of benefits to you and the environment and the people around, which is awesome. Pontus, you just invested all this money at a time, you know, in the heart of COVID where things are on standstill with shipping and as well as, there are so many regulations now around how things go from one country to another, right? And how many ships can get in. How has that affected you?
Well, you know what? It's kind of you to ask that because we should actually give some thought to all the people we have sitting in quarantine in China right now. Because ship number 5 is on her way in and they are sitting somewhere between 2 to 3 weeks in quarantine. And it's people, not only our people, it's also people from the service suppliers. And actually, we were supposed to start really early last year, but then COVID just put a stop to all travel. But things started to open up a little bit. We sent people into quarantines and then we actually got going. And it's not only the people going and doing this, because it's also transport of materials and the crew members. So it's been a real challenge. And I mean, of course, this is the beauty of being in an international business. You get challenges every day. And this COVID was really a curveball for all of us, not only shipping, of course.
Yeah. But is it getting better now? Like, you know, there are with vaccines slowly rolling out. I think some countries are learning to manage it better and putting more policies in place and structure.
Unfortunately, not. It was getting wetter. It was getting better towards the back end of last year, because then it seemed like things were under control. But then, I don't know, wave 3 or 4 or whatever we are now started coming. So we see governments and local ports are starting to close down. So we are still struggling on getting people in and out and materials here and there. I'll give you a fascinating number because we are a big LPG company, but we are a quite small shipping company. Or, I mean, we can't compare ourselves to Google or anyone. I mean, those are massive companies. But with the amount of people we have employed, we spent over 10,000 man days in quarantine last year. Hmm. That's a number, huh? That's close to 30 years.
Yeah.
Wow. 10,000 man days.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. In quarantine. So that's an amazing number, yeah?
Yeah, the last year has been very difficult, we know, for so many businesses. And Mike Ung, who's one of our regular Facebook Live viewers, is saying, great discussion on shipping. I look forward to more socially responsible businesses now being socially responsible. In making money as well. And you talked about this a little bit earlier. You had to sell this idea to your board, obviously, to get approval to spend such a large CapEx expenditure. we are now seeing some other shipping companies talking about this coming online. What's it going to take for all of the industry to really move in a sustainable direction? LPG is not the only fuel source people are looking at. What are you seeing in the uptake in the industry right now?
You know what? I don't think there is any option. So if people don't start moving voluntarily, and then I talk about shipping in general, then they will be forced. There is a new regulation coming into force, again, pushed by the International Maritime Organization, IMO, in 2023, which is an energy efficiency index for ships in service. And if we don't do something as an industry, because we're doing a little bit, we're taking the first step as converting into LPG, that is probably not going to be the next series of ship we order. Then we will need a new fuel that is much, much more, which contains much less carbon. Mm-hmm. But this new EEXI basically says that if you have an old ship, or even if you have a newer ship that is fitted with a scrubber, you have two options. Either you do something really drastic, convert into LPG, LNG, or I don't know what, or you slow down. And slowing down is going to have a huge impact for all of us in this forum and everybody's listening, because if shipping slows down, that means that it's going to be more difficult getting our stuff. So no shipping, no shopping.
We're with Pontus Berg, the Executive Vice President and Technical Operations at BW LPG. What does that actually mean? You say they're going to have to slow down. What does that IMO regulation actually mean for people? What are they going to have to do for shippers?
For shipping, it means that the regulation basically puts a cap on how much engine power you're allowed to take out. So it basically means that you're allowed to emit X amount of CO2 basis your ship type and cargo you're carrying. And that cap is quite restrictive as it looks now, which basically means that you'll be only allowed to go on second gear on your car. So things are going to move a lot slower. Which, you know what, I think this is great stuff, because no one wanna build a really expensive ship asset that's supposed to transport things around, and then you're only allowed to go on second gear. Hmm. Everybody wanna go full speed and make a lot of money. I mean, that's what we wanna do, all of us, usually. So that's gonna force people to venture into new fuels like ammonia or hydrogen or methanol, ethanol. I mean, there's a wide variety of fuels out there being discussed that actually takes care of a lot of these issues. There is some logistical issues, like the engines are not really developed yet, but we just need to get going and get this sorted, I guess.
Yeah, this idea of the retrofit of the engine. Now, the engine, the ones that you're putting in, can still run on diesel if you need it to, right? But then most of the time it's on LPG, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. They are completely dual fuel, and they need to be for redundancy purposes. So, yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and in your trials so far, you've got, I think, is it three ships that are fully running around the globe on with the new retrofit? Is that correct?
Four ships in
four
the water. The fifth one is on our way in 2 weeks' time.
Got it. So tell us, what's the experience been like for those four ships? Is there any difference in the way that they handle on the sea? Obviously, we know they're polluting less, so from what you've said earlier. But what has it been like in practice for those of your captain and your maintenance crews on board, or any difference at all?
I mean, of course, being new ships or completely new technology, I mean, we have to remember this is not tried out before. We've had some small child issues with the stuff breaking, but mainly, should we say, ancillary equipment, things that support the fuel gas supply system, that's had some failures and we needed to go a little bit on diesel. But in all honesty, it's gone much smoother than I even had dared to hope for. So, yes, we have four ships. They are running on LPG, and from what we hear and see from the ships, they started out being a little bit nervous, because there's a lot of stuff we have added and basically rebuilt the full engines. But things are moving good. So, knock on wood, it's working well, and things are moving. And I mean, there's nothing that has been serious enough for us to put this off or second-guessing if this was a good idea or not.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. It's good to hear, you know, when you're trying to do well by doing good and things are going good. Great, yes.
Yes. Yeah, otherwise I think I'd be...
well, it paid off. Yeah. So what's next? Right. I'm curious to know what's next. So you've got in total, you've got 11 ships. You know, some are already at sea. Some are being retrofitted to take on, you know, to run on LPG. Where do you go from here?
15 ships, but yes. I think, for, and this will be a little bit my personal view, but that, which I hope I can push through. But my bet is, at least for gas carriers or LPG carriers, I think we are going down the road of ammonia. Ammonia is something that is widely available out in the market, not as a fuel yet, because the engine technology is just about to be, well, they're just being, the engine makers are just being pushed in to start developing this technology. But that is something we really look at, because we as LPG carriers, we are used to handling ammonia on the ships as a cargo. So the step of actually bringing this into the engines is not a very big one. And I'm saying that without actually knowing exactly what little bits and pieces is needed on a technical level. But I'm sure we will get there. And that is my, if I'm going to bet my own money on something, it's going to be ammonia for us.
Wow, very interesting. We will certainly keep keep tabs on this and hopefully have you back to talk about the future developments. Pontus Berg, Executive Vice President of Technical and Operations at BWLPG, making a difference by retrofitting engines to burn clean, much cleaner burning LPG. Thanks for being with us today, Pontus.
Thanks, Pontus.
Thank you very much for having us.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.